Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Kinesiology, interesting term, and coaching. How does that all work?
Well, we've had Therese on the show before, and of course, you know, she had me standing up and putting my arm out, and you loved it far too much.
I did. His arm's still standing out, actually.
So I'd like to welcome back to the show, Therese Mudry. Hi, Therese.
Hi, guys. Great to be back.
Oh, thank you. Now, this could be a little out there for some of our listeners, but I'm going to talk them through it. So the wood element in Chinese medicine is represented in the season of spring. Is that correct?
That's correct. So most people are aware, Michael, of the yin-yang symbol.
Yes.
You know, the black and white symbol?
Yes, yes.
So they call that the reservoirs of all the meridian systems. And then those two, the yin and the yang, which is the feminine masculine energy, feeds into the other five elements, of which wood is one. So we've got fire, earth, metal, water, and wood.
Right. Okay.
And each represents a season.
And so with wood, is it all about sort of new growth and this, you know, spring and things like that? Is that where that sort of comes from?
Yeah, part of it is that. So if you look at the colour green, which is the wood element, what does that represent to you? So everything has, for lack of a better word, a positive and a negative. So if you think of the colour green, you can think stagnant and putrid. Mm. But you can also think new growth and new life. So a good way of looking at it is in springtime, and we use it in analogies in everyday life all the time, is, you know, like have a spring clean.
Mm.
What do you need to clean out? What do you need to get rid of? And interestingly enough, if you look at the element of wood in Chinese medicine, the gallbladder and the liver are the two organs that sit in that element. And I don't know if you know anything about what they do in the body, but they basically help in cleaning out the rubbish in our systems, detoxifying all those things.
Mm. So this time of the year, what should we be doing then?
Well, as I say, have a good spring clean. Look at it, a good thing is to look at what is it in your life that you need to clean out or let go of or refresh. It's also thinking about seasons, because the next season we go into is summer. And in Chinese medicine, there's two stages to that. There's early summer and late summer. And late summer is when we harvest or reap all the rewards of the seeds that we plant in springtime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what are you seeds do you need to plant right now to harvest later in life?
Are you talking psychological stuff as well, or what we're eating, or is it a combination of everything?
All of it. Well, you think about exercising, right?
Yeah.
You may want to get your body ready for summer.
Yeah.
But if you wait until it's time to put on a bikini, you don't want to be waiting until summer season starts. You want to plant the seeds of your healthy diet and your exercise plan, as well as your positive mental attitude now, to be able to reap the rewards later on when summer hits.
So it's really all about the balance and energy, isn't it, of your body, but it's more a holistic thing.
Probably one of the most holistic modalities you can get. And you hit the nail on the head there, Michael, when you said balance. Because if you think of all the seasons throughout the year, we don't want to live in autumn all the time or winter all the time.
Mm.
We don't want to live in summer all the time. It's finding that balance going through the seasons. And the moment you get stuck in an element or a season, the flow isn't happening.
Mm.
And, for example, each one of the elements represents a different part of our body. So the metal element represents skin. The right. wood element that we're in is all about the eyes and tendons.
Mm. I think it's all important stuff, Therese. We're going to have to come back and talk about it another time. I mean, Christmas is around the corner. You can do a kinesiology clean out for Christmas for us.
I'll do it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another whole conversation.
It is another whole conversation. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Okay, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.